Welcome to BBRO November Beatcast. I'm Francesca Broom, your host and Knowledge Exchange Manager for BBRO. It's good to see that the autumn weather has been favourable, with many growers looking at an early finish to harvest. And what a mixed bag harvest has been. We've had reports of record years alongside some really low yields, with some harvest operators having a really tough time recovering the yield. We caught up with Mark Winters of British Sugar to hear what he's been finding whilst carrying out harvester assessments. We've got a lovely sunny day outside, but we're actually indoors at Bexwell because with all the rain we've had, we can't be out in field. So I'm joined here by Mark Winters, who's the technical support manager for British Sugar. And he's actually taken the lead on most of the machinery side and drilling and harvesting. And obviously at the moment he's out doing harvester assessment. So welcome along, Mark.
Thank you very much.
And as I say, it would have been nice to be in the field.
But it would. We did have a good helping of rain yesterday though, which will help. You know, it's just stopped us today.
Yeah, generally we've had quite a good year when it comes to weather to be lifting, haven't we?
It's been glorious. We couldn't have asked for better weather, really. I mean, short of it making the ground incredibly hard to try and, you know, rattle the beet out of sort of tarmac-like conditions, the actual weather itself has been absolutely phenomenal. It's been beautiful.
So weather's been great. That's always a good sign for any grower. But what's been the impact when it comes to yield?
I've seen a bit of a mismatch of yield. I mean, there's some crops that have been really thirsty probably since the spring. You know, they got drilled into sort of desert-like conditions and, you know, never really got going. We got sort of ruined out by mice and pigeon damage, really late germination before we did get some moisture. And those crops, you know, just haven't done so great. I've seen some as low as 25, 30 tonnes a hectare, you know, really small, really struggling to get them through the harvester because they just haven't gained any size. But then on other hands, in other sort of pockets that I've been to, we've been lifting in 120 tonne a hectare crops. So it's, yeah, I've really got to see sort of both sides of the blackboard this year. Yeah, there's no sort of real common denominator of yield, but some haven't done so well as others.
But there was a lot more rain in sort of the Newark area. There was sort of like a line across. Have you noticed the difference?
Yeah, definitely. Especially when I've been out on some of the silts. They are, in some sort of areas, they're having some very bumpy years. There's some really big smiles out in the field, you know, when we're out and seeing. It's just perfect going. Good land, good beat, good shape, really easy to top and scalp. So, yeah, there has been some much dreamier conditions than maybe some of these guys that have had the lower yields with the top had gone flat. If they've had a bit of secondary growth. It's just made it really difficult to harvest in the hard condition.
And your role is doing the harvester assessments.
Yeah.
So where you've got a good crop, is there anything you can usually do to try and recover even more yield?
Yeah, I mean we can always try. Most of the guys and ladies sat on these harvesters, you know their jobs anyway, they know what they're doing. They're all competent people sat on the seat and all harvesters are pretty good. You know, there's not a bad harvester out there. So it's usually a harvester and a harvester driver can only do as good a job as the beat that is out there in front of them, you know, that it allows them to do, which is why on my sort of harvester days now, I always try to find a happy medium between what they've actually got out in front of them. Are they getting a fair stab at what they're doing? If they are, we can sort of pick up a little bit more yield, then yeah, we have a go. But if they're working at the absolute max, then yeah, we say well done and good job. But on the whole, I try not to be out there telling them what to do and how to harvest. I'm more of that extra set of eyes that you don't always get.
So what are the key elements that you're looking for when you actually go out and see the harvester?
I mean, when I go out, I'll dig a yield. So, you know, I'll actually see what we're working with, what we've got. And then some pick up some weights behind the harvester, you know, and just have a look at what they're losing, where it's probably coming from, Is it beat that they're missing? Is it smashed up beat out of turbines? What sort of beat is behind them, if there is any? We weigh it up, figure out a bit of a yield loss. Then I'll do a clamp assessment as well. So I'll look at things like the root tap snap. And I can gauge from the size of the snap on the bottom of the bit of sugar beet, again, what sort of yield are we dropping by how much root we're losing. And then at the harvester, you can usually sort of have a look and is there as much root snap in the field as there is at the clamp? Has it happened in the trailer? Is it smashing off through the harvester? Other things, if you've got lots of like bits of beet laying around, have we got a bit of an issue at the turbines? Are we dropping some out the cleaner or out the share? Just, it's nice to be that extra set of eyes for them because, you know, they are sat on a massive bit of machinery. Yes, they've got cameras, but, you know, they're sat up on the seat at the front. There's so many blind spots and it's not about telling people what to do and how to harvest. Just coming out and trying to be a help. And if they're doing a grand job, brilliant. And we've got a bit of paper there that says, you're doing a really good job. You know, tuck that in your pocket and hang on to it. But if I can help, I try.
And you mentioned there about damage within the trailer. Obviously, when you're harvesting, it's a team event, isn't it?
Oh,
you've got
yeah.
lots of people
yeah.
involved.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
do you look at the wider aspects of how they actually tractor and trailer go and how
I do, yeah. I try and build a complete picture while I'm in the field. The field and crop presented to harvester. How the harvest is performing, but then, you know, as per, the trailer drive is just as important part of the cog, even down to their clamp building. If they can build a good, nice clamp, not full of ruts, losing beat in wheelings, that then clean a load of drivers can't come and collect up, it's just as important. I like to involve them as much as I can because they're part of the team and it's important that they're there and doing a good job with the harvester at the same time. So,
and what is the current stance on clamps? I mean, are we looking at more longer term, short term? What
I think a lot of that at the moment is maybe coming down to the green top. I think with the nature of how the season has started, clamps have been moving pretty quickly. But if we are struggling with green top through scalping, it does have to sit longer, you know, just to let that top go off so it can be scrubbed out at the cleaner.
And it's really difficult to get the scalping right in this kind of a season, isn't it? Because it's just the beets all over the place.
It's been a good talking point this year. It's been a little bit challenging start to the year. Just again, probably through the beet has grown. There's a lot of what I call bumpy beet, really high crowns next to really low crowns. As good as these harvesters are, they can't work that well. You know, if you've got beet like that, it's just such a challenge to top those really low crowns that have gone down beneath the surface. When you've probably got two or three bits of beet in front of it that are sticking 2 or 3 inches out of the ground. Obviously, from the harvesting point of view, we want to save all the yield. We go in and we look after that beet that is sticking out of the ground, so we maintain that standard of harvest as much beet as we can and get it up into the clamp. If we have got some green on the beet that we have to miss, then, yeah, that's the point at which we have to sort of then think, well, has it got to sit in the clamp a bit longer? Yeah. Just so we can clean it efficiently, because obviously, we still want to keep that green top down as much as possible for the factories. You know.
And normally, if you've got a little bit more sort out with it, that can also help when you're sort of getting it in to knock that green off.
It can, yeah. You know, I mean, there's not been a lot of sort around to float around through harvesters this year, but it does help to get that beet into the harvest and flow a bit better. You can sometimes be a little bit more aggressive with it then through the harvester to try and scrub a bit of top off, but it's just not been there this year. The beet is coming out so clean and nice, and you know, you've got to be a little bit more gentle with it to get it through. So yeah, but we'll get around it.
But you can see the dividends in that, because by reducing the amount of top that's going in, we can improve the sugars, and that's really been seen this year.
100%, and it's massively important that we try. The scalping standards haven't changed. They've always been there. We like to have us, you know, this green top off. Get as near to it as you can. Let's not sacrifice yield, but realistically, try and get as much green top off as you can. And I'm not saying you've got to go and stick your topper down in the ground and dig for beet with your flails and, you know, have your scalpers running beneath the surface, because, again, we're just going to sacrifice yield.
Yields generally are good. I know sugars across the factories are.
Sugars are really good, yeah.
17, 18s, aren't they?
They are, yep.
Yeah, that's great to see. So it's looking like we're going to have pretty good year there.
Yeah.
And this year we had people trying to drill into just such dry seed beds.
It was. I mean, every, because I do the drill evaluations as well, and I don't think there was a drill evaluation I did through the spring where we were drilling into soil with much more than sort of 20% moisture at the seed. It's enough to get it going, but the rain just didn't come after.
And have you been able to do like the drill evaluation and then the harvest evaluation?
I've been trying.
And on the same places, yeah?
I've been trying. I've bagged a few up this year. Can't be everywhere at once. Always seems to be everybody goes to the field I want to be in on the same day.
Yeah.
It's interesting to see how it does equal out at the end of the year as to how it went in and in some cases how it didn't grow.
Yeah. Do you find there's enough harvester contractors out there?
There is. There's plenty out there lifting the beet. It is always maybe a bit of concern that there isn't maybe the new breed coming in. A lot of people that I come across sat on the harvesters are, careful how I say this, of the older generation.
Very experienced.
Very, very well experienced, yeah. When some of these do decide to hang up the keys and say, all right, I'm done, I do sometimes wonder who's going to plug all them gaps.
Mm-hmm. But that's something that you're potentially able to address. So I know in 2026 you're planning some harvester sort of training days, aren't you?
We are. You know, if people do want to come along and are looking to go into harvesting or have had a season on it and want to come and have a look, you know, we do it in conjunction with manufacturers. So, you know, you get some good info from us, but then you also get some good info from the manufacturers.
Yeah. And an opportunity to drive different harvesters as well when you do that.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we always try and have some kit there, and obviously with the manufacturer guys there, they can go through the new things and old things maybe on the harvesters, and yeah, just keep everybody up to scratch and clued up with what's going on.
I do think that's probably one of the biggest barriers to someone coming in is to be able to go out and contract, you need to know your stuff.
100%. And, 100%. Gone over days where you can say it's just someone sat up on a seat. These harvesters are really complex bits of kit to drive, set up. It's not a hit a GPS button and hope for the best. They're constant adjusting, you know, they're very good at what they do, but to learn that straight off the bat from scratch, yeah, it takes a while.
Yeah.
And it would be nice to see more in the industry learning how to do it, because as I said, at some point, some of these other chaps are going to hang the keys up, and it does make you wonder who's going to fill the gaps.
Yeah. Well, there's an opportunity there for someone who's perhaps looking for new string to the bow as such.
Yes, yeah.
You've obviously had quite a good background in engineering anyway, haven't you? So were you new to sugar beet harvesting when you grew, or the sugar beet machinery?
No, I was very lucky, really. I had a big chunk of my working career worked for a company, Standard Engineering, so I had a good introduction for a lot of years in sugar beet with Holmer. And then after Standards, I was then working direct with Holmer as well, modelling with a lot of other manufacturers of beet harvesters then as well in the same fields. And it was good. It was solid background in beet and potatoes, really.
Yeah.
So a good root crop background.
But you've also, when you finish the harvest testing, you're straight into drilling, aren't you?
I do like to get out on the drilling and probably most important is where the cultivations, because I've always been of the belief that any season is start, made, lost, gained in the spring. You know, it goes in right, it will come out right. And if we can give good seed beds, good drilling establishment for these harvesters, it just improves that end of the season so much. I don't want to say make their job easier, because it's never fantastically easy to go out and lift beet, but it just helps if they've got a good start.
Well, I'm pleased to see that you're going to be joining us for the Beet Tech events on
yes.
the 3rd and 10th of February.
Yeah.
And we're going to be doing some drill training in the afternoon, so we'll be putting that out shortly for operators to book on.
Yeah.
And I just think, we're very fortunate to have you in your role with the background you've got and clearly making a difference to growers and supporting them on field. So
keep trying.
Trying. Yeah, keep at it. And I said, well, look forward to catching up with you again at the Beet Tech events in February. But I know you have got some fields to get to later on.
So I have. The sun is out. I do think there'll be some harvesters rolling this afternoon. So,
lovely. So thank you ever so much for your time, Mark.
Thank you very much for having me.
If you'd like Mark to assess your harvester, please speak to your contract manager. You can also catch up with him at our February conferences, held at the Norfolk Showground on the 3rd of February and Newark Showground on the 10th, both of which will be followed by a drill training session, led by Stephen Aldous and supported by Mark Winters himself. You will also have the opportunity at these events to meet a number of the drill manufacturers. That just leaves me to say, keep safe, and thank you very much for listening.